93.7 The River, River City's classic rock, Dog and Joe show. Coming up, your chance to get more cash. We're going to do it each and every hour, right around the bottom of the hour. It's called Double Pay Workday. Text back the code word, and hopefully you'll pick up some of that $12,000 that we're going to do each and every day up till around Thanksgiving. This is great. Tomorrow's Halloween, and all I can say is ding dong, the witch is almost dead. Not dead yet, but almost dead. Since the introduction of Nike Cortez shoes in 1972, the year I was born, the company has dominated the athletic shoe market. And this brings me great joy to read this. Nike experiencing big, big problems in sales, losing market shares to their rival, Adidas. And it's because teens are abandoning Nike at alarming rates.
Why?
Because, think about it. Why do you think kids don't want to wear Nike shoes? And there's a lot of different reasons.
Because their moms and dads grew up with them, and those are the shoes they have hiding in their closet.
That's not a bad guess. As soon as teens see mom or dad do something, like, ew, those are
old. Put a pair of, like, Jordans put away or something that they only wear on special Saturdays.
Yeah. Getting kind of close. One, it's the cost. $150 to $200 for a pair of Jordans. Teens nowadays, they don't think it's a good deal, but mainly because they don't really care who Michael Jordan is. He's not a big deal anymore, and he's the reason that Nike sales have been so big for so many years. It says here he's dragging down all the Nike sales by 68%.
Really?
Because teens don't give a rat's ass about MJ.
About the greatest basketball possible. Well, he can't be the greatest sports hero because of Phelps. Phelps is a more winning guy.
There's other people out there. He's the greatest basketball player of all time. And certainly
always will be.
Top 10 of all-time athletes.
Absolutely.
And when you look at the greatness, it's because of the clothing line, the shoes, his playability, the money he's amassed. I mean, Michael Jordan, you can't argue with it. But kids?
Kids are going to honestly say that Michael Jordan don't matter.
Well, they don't know who he is. Think about teenagers now. Kids that are 13 and 14, they're like, who?
Let's teach them. Because you're as a growing up individual, you know who the kids know who Babe Ruth is, don't they?
I bet if you ask kids nowadays that were 13, Babe Ruth or Michael Jordan, I bet they'd go, bleh, bleh.
Really?
I think that it's just so much time has gone by. Now, if the kid's into baseball, okay, he's going to know Dad talking about Babe Ruth. He's going to hear the name. He's going to, you know, look online for baseball cards. Same thing if the kid's into basketball, but it's not transcending pop culture like it used to.
Okay, I get that.
Plus, kids aren't as athletic as they once were. They're sitting around, they're playing the apps, they're doing the video games. Michael Jordan's just some old guy that used to play basketball. And you know what? They probably think his shoes are ugly and stupid.
That just cuts me like a sword.
I know it does. But then when they walk into the Foot Locker and they see $150, $200... That's dumb.
Okay, that doesn't make sense to them monetarily because they don't know the grandpa that's on the shoes.
Yeah, they're like, hell, what do you mean? I could have a new iPad or, you know, something else. Or
that's sad, though. You know it is. That's hurtful to hear that.
Adidas, on the other hand, is surging. Second quarter sales rose by 20%. Adidas up in Nike's grill, up all in it, and they're going to take over, and that makes me happy because Nike's, I've always said this, they're too narrow. They're just too narrow for my big, fat Flintstone feet. They're too tight, they wear out, and they're too expensive, and I don't care where you go. I don't care if you go to Dick's. I don't care if you go to Foot Locker. You can't get away from that damn swoosh. It's everywhere. They got too freaking big.
And does Coca-Cola get too big? Does Doritos get too big? I mean, you think about the major brands that are out there. Nike, they got too big.
They really did.
They got too big for their britches.
They got too big for their socks is what they did. So I ask you this. You get one pair of shoes for the rest of your life.
No.
Which brand is it? This is what you have to wear from now until the day people go to view you in your coffin or casket.
I believe I have mine.
Dana, could you pick? One shoe forevermore.
Oh, man, that's hard, but I think I've got one.
And you can't say those 10-inch stilettos that you wear in here daily. You can't say those.
Yes, because I totally wear stilettos.
She just likes to go
day.
Up down the steps in those. the flights of stairs.
You get one athletic shoe, we'll say. What are you picking forevermore? Do you think Nikes are cool anymore, Dana?
I've never owned them. I never really cared for them.
You've never owned a pair of Nikes?
Mm-mm.
Not one?
No.
Not one pair.
Not a single pair.
I don't think I've ever spoken to anyone who's ever said that.
I don't think so.
That's impressive. Yeah.
I commend you on that.
Yeah, I don't own anything Nike at all.
Nothing.
Nothing.
That is crazy. So even when you were a kid, your mom and dad, they never bought you a pair of Nikes.
No, the only athletic brand shoes, I guess you can consider Vans maybe athletic because of the skater thing.
You can certainly consider them athletic
shoes.
So
I owned Vans and Adidas.
Never a pair of Nikes.
Yep, that's it.
I knew there was a reason we hired Dana. I mean, that is just... How does one live their life in America? Especially in California or Sacramento.
Without a pair of Nikes.
I think for me, it's because I wasn't an active kid, so I wasn't into sports, which is where Nike is so gigantic.
Right.
Yeah.
So I didn't do any of that stuff as a kid, so I never had any of that. I don't even know why I had Adidas, honestly.
That's crazy. I've never talked to someone that has never owned a pair of Nikes.
Yep. I gotta say, same.
I mean, I just haven't.
That's I've not heard of that. And I'm still over here mulling over why Adidas would be taking out Nike. Who's Adidas' sponsor?
I love Adidas.
Adidas sponsored everything. Plus, their stuff's just better. It's just
really?
Comfortable. Yes. Yes, it just feels better. It's I don't know what it is about Adidas.
Well,
it's the three stripes. Something about it.
I have a really hard time imagining that someone would that Adidas would be taking out Nike.
So, you know, Nike is still the leader.
Of course.
They're still the giant, but they are losing market share. And the kids don't care. So again, what pair of shoes? It's all you get. One brand. What are you buying?
I'm about to throw down Skechers.
Jesus Christ. Skechers.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, you say it like that, like it's insulting, but I got a pair on right now, and I got a pair of Nikes that I use to jog and walk. Well, not
really?
I just lied.
Yeah. You know, you used to jog and walk.
That I use to walk in, uh-huh. Not jog in. And I don't really like the way the black Nikes I have. I don't really like the way they feel on my feet. And I like the way these Skechers feel. And I got a pair of these old man Skechers that are gray that I used to wear. Remember those?
Yeah.
And I like the way those feel on my feet when I walk. They're softer. They're squishier. And I swear to you, they feel like they have more support. And they're a cheaper shoe.
Okay, so you're going Skechers.
Yeah, they make all kinds. Running shoes, boots, everything.
Dana?
If I had to choose, so it has to be athletic, right?
Well, or for the sake of the conversation. Brand?
I think it would have to be Vans.
Vans?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Vans. And I have the same issue you do. I have really wide feet, but I also have really little feet. So I have to have a really wide shoe, and Vans happen to come in wider.
See, Vans don't bother me. They're fine. Yeah. I've had them growing up and throughout the years, but they're flat.
I love the flat.
See, I got to have something, because I have a huge arch.
I don't, yeah.
And I got to have something to give me that support.
Yeah. Have the two of you with your short, fat feet ever tried using saber-tooth tiger skin?
Or, you know, driving a car that doesn't have a motor, right? Right? Like the Flintstones?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because pedaling with our feet.
The cavemen did, and the women did. They would just cut them a hunk of saber-tooth tiger skin off.
That's what my feet were made for.
Wrap that around them.
So you're going Skechers, Dana, you're going Adidas. I mean, Vans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do we need to ask you? What are you going to go with, some K-Swiss?
No, not K-Swiss. Fantastic shoe. I'm ready to break mine out. But no, I'm going Adidas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love every pair of Adidas. You've known me now for 14 years.
Far too long.
Yeah, you've never seen me. Well, I wore a pair of Pumas every now and again, but it's mostly all Adidas.
Yeah.
That's all it is. What's going on? Welcome. Mark, how are you? Good morning.
Hey, my brothers. I'm fabulous. I know you guys are doing good from all the callers that called.
Good.
Anyhow, Doc Martens.
Oh, but they don't have an athletic shoe.
You can do anything in those shoes, bro. And, of course, 5-inch pleaser stilettos.
So, you hold on. You're going to run a track race or a running race in Doc Martens?
I could. If it's the only pair of shoes I could have, yes.
Okay, so that's what this guy's boiled it down to. All he gets is one pair. He's already factored in what he may or may not do in these shoes in his lifetime, and he's cool running if he needs to do it. And Docs.
I wanted to put Doc Martens down as mine as well, but I once in a while I will don a pair of shorts. Once in a while I will, you know, jog if
Doc
I have
Martens,
to.
They make sandals.
Do they?
Yes.
Doc Martens make sandals?
Yeah, I think they do. They make these big clunky Birkenstock looking sandals with the rubber nonstick sole.
Oh, I would wear the hell out of those.
Oh, that is ugly.
Yeah.
George, good morning. What's up?
Hey. Good morning.
Hi,
hey, have you guys heard what's going on with the NBA right now?
What's going on?
And no. Nike. Nike just started making the uniforms for the NBA, and they're tearing bad.
And they're what?
They're tearing.
They're tearing. They're falling apart while the players are using them.
Oh, I haven't heard anything about this.
Oh, you gotta look it up, man. I mean, these are, it's not like a small tear. It's like huge chunks of these uniforms. It's like you barely touch them, and they're coming off, and Nike's getting a load of crap for that.
I haven't seen anything about that yet.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about this. So you're saying they're tearing when people are bumping into them or grabbing them, or they're taking them out of being dry cleaned or cleaned, and they're just shredded?
They're tearing while they're playing. So while they're, you know, regular grabbing and whatnot, the uniforms are not holding up like the Adidas were.
Wow. So I wonder if that's got a big part to do with this too.
It might be, because I mean, look at it this way: Nike might lose that contract if they can't give them a good jersey.
Oh wow!
Yeah, Google it, and you'll see a bunch of pictures about it. It's been on the sports news past couple days.
I have not heard anything about that. I appreciate the share.
Yeah.
Thank you. And you have to understand, with these big companies, they fight for the high school, they fight for the college, they fight for the pro sporting.
Well, you got to.
They want the contracts for all this stuff. They want the shoes. They want the jerseys, the pants. I mean, Reebok, they came back into the NFL for a little while. I mean, all these companies have come and gone, and that's what it's all about, because people want to see that logo and they want it seen. So it's kind of crazy. I didn't know anything about this jersey shredding.
I've never known Nike to have cheap apparel.
No,
like,
I think
it doesn't fall apart easy, or you know what I mean?
It's so always been decent quality.
You got to wonder if it's a new trend that's happening with this.
Well, that it's a bad batch of material, bad seamstress. Hey, what's up, John?
Hey, buddy. You got to think out of the box.
Okay.
You know, you remember me? I asked you the Dodger question.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, here's the thing. I coach girls softball. Okay, my two daughters have high arches also. The only cleat I use is Under Armour, and the only shoe I wear is New Balance. It's really light, and it's got a high arch on it.
Yeah,
like kind
I know
of,
the New Balance.
Like B-side
I used to wear
shoes.
Them a lot myself. I love them.
Yeah, those are what they call old man shoes. Those
are
dad
not.
Shoes.
They are not.
No, they're not. They're white. They're just really, really white.
They are, and New Balance gained prominence back in the 80s. A lot of people wore them, people that had wide feet, people that had high arches, people that wanted to walk or run. I see last night a lot of the pitchers rocking New Balance on the mound.
A lot of people wear New Balance right now.
A lot of people do, but if you're not using them in an athletic application, John, like you, I know you're coaching, but they're old man shoes.
They are not.
New Balance are old. They're for old people. Anyone will tell you. Dana's in there laughing because she knows. Her dad probably wears them. Old guys wear New Balance. That's just the way it is. My dad had them, and my grandpa had them. Everyone that's old wears New Balance. You don't see young kids rocking the N, the big N, anymore.
I just got done with a pair of New Balance shoes.
You wear slip-on Skechers.
That's right.
That's old.
That's not old.
It's way old.
Oh, yeah. Walk around the mall. Walk around the mall. Look at the young tykes with slip-on Skechers. They're just like Vans. When you would leave your Vans or your Airwalks loosened up so you could put them on without having to untie them.
Yeah.
That's what a slip-on shoe is.
No, but yours are actual slip-on leather loafers.
That's right.
Yours don't even have laces.
Don't say it with a smirk and a grin as if you're trying to insult me. Say it with a stamp of proudness.
No.
Slip-on loafers.
You can think that you're a millennial, but I'm here to tell you, you're older than me when it comes to foot apparel, because your foot choices are awful.
I don't know about that.
Awful. New Balance are for old men.
I don't do old men things in these Skechers.
Oh, what kind of young stuff do you do?
Well, I'm walking 45 minutes a day.
Yeah, you're walking around the mall.
I'm napping after work.
Yes, all young, vibrant things you're doing in them.
I'm hiring a man to cut my lawn once a week.
There you go,
you know,
very young.
I don't
young.
Do anything old man-like.
Coming up, more cash, plus jump on Facebook. Tell us, what kind of shoe would you die in? Or the only shoe you want to have for the rest of your life. Think about it, because there's tons of stuff out there. People get... They get stuck in their ways.
Oh, yeah.
They're shooed in, and whatever they love, they love.
They're shooed in.
Well, yes. Pun intended.
All right.
Coming up, more cash. $1,000. Double pay workday continues. Hold on.
Dog and Joe.